the portion of the U.S. range and pasture lands rated good to excellent, inching up another point to 57%, and very poor to poor pasture and range, just 12% of the country at this time. We are looking at very lush green conditions in much of the central and eastern United States. A large number of states have at least 70% of the pasture land rated good to excellent. Even in Texas, where, of course, we've had a very wet May, 71% good to excellent.
Which is much better than the past few years. And Rippey says even areas here in the West are improving as well.
California, not as brown as we have seen in a couple of previous years. We are looking at 35% good to excellent and just 30% very poor to poor, as the cool, wet weather is sustaining growth in some of the valley pasture lands deep into May, which is somewhat unusual.
Now, while this is not really changing the hydrological drought picture for much of the West, Rippey says it is doing some good.
Certainly by keeping the pastures and rangelands greener later into the year than would be typically occurring in places like California, where May is the beginning of the dry season in most years. So we are keeping the range and pasture lands fairly lush into May. And also, we are able to keep the irrigation requirements at a minimum with cool, showery weather. So this has certainly been a boon for agriculture in many areas of the West. And it does stave off California's crisis a little bit longer, in the sense that water usage should be fairly low for the month of May. But again, the hydrological picture, the very low reservoirs, the low groundwater tables, that is not going to change based on this little bit of May rainfall.